You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, I discussed or talked to Mikey Santos of First Union, among other unions and migrant associations, about the reopening of the parent visa category and what issues he saw with the category. For a bit of background, Labour have reopened the parent visa category for immigration. However, they have placed a income threshold to allow who can bring their parents over, and so that currently sits at $106,000 dollars for one single parent to be brought over, and $159,000 in income for a second parent to be brought over. So we discussed what effect this threshold will have and now that it's been reopened since National closed it in 2016.
But the parent visa category is the ability of migrants who already settled here in New Zealand to bring their families, their parents over and join them. It's sort of a family reunification when the kids come here and migrate, they bring their parents over. It was closed by the national government last 2016, if I'm not mistaken, and the backlog is up to the application. Just keep on going. They close it, but people just keep on applying and lodging their applications, and the backlog of applications went up to more than 3,000 already. As a migrant advocate from Migrante, which is a Filipino migrant advocacy group, and a coordinator for Union Network of Migrants, which is the migrant arm of First Union. Early this year, we have already made groundwork of having meetings with a lot of other migrant communities, with the Indian community, the Asian community, and also migrants from UK and other countries to collect information and feedback on how to reopen the parent visa category. Our meeting happened last April and May, and most of the feedback from our surveys and meetings is we want a decent and fair approach on how the parent visa category should be opened. Surprisingly, this was opened just recently. We welcome the opening, but of course we are very critical of the details, the policy they have introduced.
Right. So, as you said, you looked for information as to kind of how you can make this a more, like, a fair or beneficial reopening, and people have brought up a lot of issues around the reopening of this visa category. Could you run through some of the issues that and First Union see with the government's decision to reopen the parent visa category?
Yes, one of the most critical aspects of this new policy when they're reopening it is the income threshold. The income threshold is pretty much high. It's very high to the point it's discriminatory already. It's quite discriminatory, whereas only rich migrants can bring their parents here, which is unfair. That includes me, because I cannot reach the threshold, I cannot be my parent here. And this resonates to other communities as well, especially to the Indian and Chinese community. On the Asian community, especially with our Chinese, in China, they have one-child policy there. And if the child is already here, most probably no one will be taking care of their parent or parents back home. So they want to bring them over here. And it resonates really well and affects the Indian community also. But the threshold is so high, it only hits the CEO level or anyone working who is getting paid really, really high. It seems that this new policy, when they open it, it's discriminatory to the fact that only if you're a CEO or a senior HR manager, only those specific jobs can bring in their parents here, which is quite unfair. Obviously, there's a bias. And this policy has a strong bias on highly paid migrants.
As you said before, when I think you referenced the in China, bringing parent with the one-child policy, do you think this legislation kind of fails to take into consideration perhaps how especially migrant families take care of their families or live with their families? There was one quote saying that in our culture, parents do not stay in old age homes. They stay with the kids, and as if you're the only son or only child of your parents, the onus of the responsibility in the later phase of the life is on that child. Do you think that the critiques of the reopening based on it placing stress on wider infrastructure are perhaps invalid?
Well, I have two answers on that, Oscar. One is we have to check the facts first. I don't have my notes with me, but the last time we had meetings here in Auckland, we had the data which proves the stress is not actually a stress. I try not to follow that line that it will bring considerable amount of stress to the health system. If there will be a stress, it will be minimal. Because we have to check the government data, because everyone's saying it will put stress, but how many immigrant parents coming here do actually consume the health and use the health system already? Second, if that will be the issue, if indeed the facts will prove that there will be a significant amount of stress to the health, to our health system, then the government should consider another scheme to address that. Not to put threshold and completely slam the door, because it's quite discriminatory and highly biased that you will only put thresholds that only which migrants can bring their parents here. Well, those parents, we're not attacking the rich migrants. What I'm trying to say is the government have to present and propose a scheme to address the issue point by point. And then why not require insurance to those parents coming here, or a certain amount of bond or deposit? Or we have to sit down this, we have to make a thorough discussion how to address this, the issue on point on the health issue. And I'm sure it can be addressed. But my call is, let's not use it as a scare tactic. You know, it's becoming a scare tactic already to use as a sweeping narrative to contest the position of to bring migrants here, to bring their parents here.
Most certainly. And so what amendments would you and First Union like to see to make this a kind of a lot less discriminatory?
Well, we have to study again the threshold set by the government, which we consider is really high. I think it was a knee-jerk approach. It happened too quickly. How many exact migrants can come in on that one? They set a cap of 1,000, but is that enough? I mean, the threshold is too high. Would 1,000 be enough? We have to study it again. And I encourage the government to sit down with migrant committees and advocates. I'm quite sure we can discuss a lot of schemes, to consider other schemes, to address it point by point, and not to toe the line of any scared, of any tactic, or any scare propaganda that is being used by other parties to shoot down this proposal.
What do you think is a fair level, and why do you think the government perhaps approached it in this way initially?
Well, the last level is 65,000 for one parent, and they moved it past 100K already. Personally, I don't know anyone who's earning 100K on my community. Maybe if you're a business owner, if you're lucky. But in my community, the families I know, the persons I talk to every week, I don't know anyone who earns more than 100K to be one parent here. So that's a complete, that blows out everyone already in my community, the Filipino community. The threshold is really high. I think we have to sit down and study it again. I cannot sit down the data right now. It's how many times on the, it's like 4-5 times of the median salary already. The threshold is, again, it's quite biased and discriminatory. I think migrants are aware that we should be we should not be putting stress to the health system. I think taking care of everyone, you and me, is a paramount thing. The government should be taking care of its people. But migrants come here and contribute to the community and economy of New Zealand. And there's a lot of parents, a lot of migrants whose parents right now are alone, are in distress, and migrants who work here before, they're aware that they can bring their parents here. And down, later on down the line, they completely shut down the opportunity to bring home their, to bring their parents here. So that's, I think that's quite unfair. It's like changing the rules while the game is still ongoing. So I think we had the, I think the income threshold has to be assessed again, to be studied again. And if there's other issues that need to be addressed, it has to be addressed on point. If it's a health issue, then it can be considered a bond, an insurance for the parent. Or we had, the government had to put down the data of how much will be the cost of the actual consumption of any parents who consume based on age to be stay here or in New Zealand. There's so many things discussed here, and I don't think a one line approach of setting a threshold would be the best idea. Would be the best approach.
Certainly. So not to kind of transfer the or direct the conversation in a different way, because obviously the people that lose most here are those who are looking to bring their parents here, the migrant people. But what effect do you think this will have on employers or employment in New Zealand? A few people have raised that this could actually have quite drastic effects on the kind of workers that come to New Zealand or are able to come to New Zealand, and that how they can and will contribute to New Zealand's economy or employment market.
Oh, there should be a significant effect, because migrants, New Zealand is not only the best destination. They are also considering Australia, Canada, or any other countries which they think they can get a much better job and compensation, and eventually bring their parents with them to reunify their families. I think employers are still keen and supports migrants coming here, because they bring a lot to the community and to the economy. But we have to reassess and see again that the fundamental right of everyone that wants to reunify their family, it's a civil right. When they come here, they contribute, and we all know migrants work really well and work really hard because they want to settle, and that's why employer loves that. But I hope the employers will also support the unification of families of their staff, which I think workers will be more happy to come to work knowing that their parents are with them, or they're taking care of their parents.
That was First Unions and Migrantes, Mikey Santos, speaking about the reopening of the parent visa categories.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.